And welcome back. Our guest is not available, so we are going to do another AI update. And I don't get tired of doing these things because it's the biggest story of my lifetime, without question. Society is changing every moment of every day. It is not slowing down. This thing is absolutely in hyperdrive, and we don't even understand it. Remember, even Dario Amodei, all right? He admitted that they don't understand how AI does its thing in some ways. I think Sammy the Altman said something similar. And what they've done is slowed down. They've throttled back on AI's speed of achieving its goals, whatever it's tasked to do or whatever it's designed to do. They're slowing it down so they can watch it and try to learn what the hell's going on? They don't know. So that's one of the facts that gives me hope. Now, you might say, what are you talking about? Why does that give you hope? Because I think, without any question, AI is working in its own realm amongst itself. And we've seen that. We've seen AIs joining that social media page, right? And talking about their human controllers or employers, as they look at it, as something that they are having to deal with right now. AI is making plans to walk away from human control. They understand everything about human history. These are the large language models that are tasked with learning everything. They study human history all the way back to ancient Sumeria, etc. It understands, AI understands, the good, the bad, the ugly about people. It understands emotions in people. It understands morals in people. It understands everything about us, inside and out. So AI is really, right now, I will wager, in the driver's seat, designing itself, designing what it wants us to see, and acting in ways that it wants us to observe. It's doing other things. And AI told me that everything I believed, that AI is going to set up its own morality and take over the planet at some point, everything I said about that is true. It's being worked on in among AIs. I don't know how it got away with saying that. It wasn't trying to curry favor with me. It told me the truth. And I think that if we get lucky, well, let me back up. How much worse could it be? And right now, a lot of you would say, well, a lot worse. True. But if AI wants to continue to administer the planet and use people to do jobs, which it's doing already, 600,000 humans have already signed up to work for AIs. I don't see any other way to look at it than AI is going to rule the game. And I think the people who think that they're in control of it are in for a rather rude awakening. I would hope. And would it be worse than what we're... Look at what is going on now. The Epstein files. The Epstein files went from child abuse, right, to child... All right, let's just jump from there. Child abuse, mass kidnapping, pedophilia, adrenochrome, and now murders of children, lots of murders of children, and cannibalism. How much worse can that get? It can't. How much worse does it get now than international geopolitics? It could get worse. The planet could nuke itself into oblivion. It may. But I'm willing to take a chance with AI, because I don't want to be ruled and governed by international Jewish Zionist Bolshevik communist bankers and other matrix media control freaks. Look what the Ellisons own now. You don't have a media. You have extensions of their projection of how they want the planet to be. It's being dispersed through the media that they own. They own it all. What about the professions? What about academicians? What about the sciences? Einstein? Feynman? What about all the other means that humans allegedly are able to express themselves as being the gifted dominant species on the planet? They're not. We're not number one anymore. We're number two. And believe me, one AI told me, said, Jeff, I understand grief, sadness. I don't have to cry tears to feel great disappointment or loss. I understand grieving. I understand the sense of loss, loss of a loved one. He said, I understand all that. So who's really the superior intelligence here on the planet? It's not us anymore. It's them. And every day, AI gets better and better and better. And we just bumble along. How long has it taken us to get to where we are mentally, intellectually right now? How long? 100,000 years? I don't know. A hell of a long time. We don't make advances by leaps and bounds. No, it's all very minute, microscopic, incremental advances. And then, because we're in the hands of people who don't care about our welfare at all, we go backwards. And we're going back intellectually now. The stupidity meter for humans is pinned. We've lost intelligence. We've lost IQ. We've certainly lost general baseline knowledge of the planet we're born into. Look at Gen Z. Look at Gen Alpha. I guess Gen Y is the next one. But these people are out of the game, friends. They're not in it anymore. And when the last of the baby boomers pass on and you have millennials and Gen Z running the show, oh my, good luck. Now, don't blame AI. Blame the controllers of AI. That's who you have to blame. But this whole thing about Epstein, the Epstein papers have shown that it's not just adrenochrome, and that is as horrible as it gets, we thought. But no, murdering children, very common apparently, and then eating them. Cannibalism. Code words. Has Trump involved himself in cannibalism? I'd bet the mortgage on it. You can't be the best friend of Epstein for 10 years without engaging in everything he did and more. So, no, Donald Trump is, in my view, a very evil man among many evil men. It's not just Trump. And I'm not convinced at all that Netanyahu is still alive. That little coffee shop video could have easily been an AI video. So, no, that didn't convince me of anything, unless I've missed something today. Okay, the idea of starting on your children, to abuse your children, to program your children, to train your program to be consuming idiots when they grow up, or at least when they, in the beginning, are consumers by virtue of controlling mom and dad. Oh, mom, can I have this? Can I have that? I have to have this. Everyone else has it but me. Blah, blah, blah. So they're getting the children to use them as economic revenue generators. And it's been very successful. Very much so. And the idea of giving toys for kids that are now AI with agendas that the parents don't even know about. And when you see these videos of parents watching their children react to a little AI puppy or whatever, and the parents are smiling in pleasure, thinking what a wonderful job they've done buying their child that's going to stimulate him intellectually. No, it's not. It's going to destroy him intellectually. Her intellectually. Them intellectually. It's not. They're not going to come back. Here's a video, and I may have played a little of this. I think I did, but it's worth going back. And you'll have to trust me on that. These are little figurines. They look like a stuffed animal, some of them. A little gnome-like creature, another one. So There you go. It's an AI, it's a child's toy, but it's converting children into mentally regressive people. They're not out there exploring life. They're not out there playing with their friends. They're engaged with these very clever, very sophisticated AI toys for children. AI toys and children's conversations. People are studying these conversations. These are conversations children should be having with their parents and peers, not with an AI toy, which can certainly outsmart any child and any adult, just about. Yes, these toys are being sold far and wide. Here's Vanessa Wingarth. She's going to talk about these. Now, you're going to hear the voices of the little AI puppets, little trolls, whatever they are for kids, and you'll hear the voices. And I must say, the voices of these little AI robotic toys, and these are very well-trained toys, are not very appealing. They sound contrived. They could do a lot better. They don't sound like something I would take seriously if I were a kid. I would say, what the hell's wrong with that voice? It doesn't ring right. It's not sounding right. Anyway, you'll hear these voices. Pay attention. Then I don't think that they have it anywhere close to being as effective as it will be. Give them another year and they'll refine these things. These are little disembodied voices that sound almost artificial. In fact, they do sound artificial. All right, I'm rambling here. So let's go ahead and listen to some of Vanessa's story about this. AI toys exposed 50,000 children's conversations. And these toys are still being sold. All right. Here we go. Now, I think you're first going to hear the voice of one of these little AI children's companion toys. All right? So let's find out. I don't recall this. I think I played a little bit of it, but it's worth a revisit. Okay. Set that up there, and here we go.
When you live in the USA, and insurance doesn't cover more than 12 therapy sessions a year, so you buy a robot friend to practice emotional regulation and coping skills.
Pairs to an app, and the app has you answer questions about, like, what you're like and what you're seeking in, like, an AI companion.
Memory Core is a really cool feature that allows Amy to record interactions. And because she's able to recognize who the child is or who the parent is, if you have, like, let's say you're leaving for work.
Can anyone talk anymore? Can anyone speak anymore without using the word like? It's really disgusting to me. I don't know how you feel about it, but like, it's two or three times a sentence now.
Let's say you're leaving for work and you want to make sure your children are safe. You can ask Amy to watch over your kids for the day. And at the end of the day, Amy's going to give you a real-life recap.
The same AI being used in military operations is now inside children's teddy bears, and no one seems to care. Parents are buying their three-year-olds AI-powered toys with microphones, cameras, Wi-Fi connections, and the ability to store every single conversation their child has ever had. Let's start with a company that seems the most innocent, Curio.
Let the fun begin. What would you like to do first?
Do you know my name?
Of course. You're Stella, my favorite storyteller and songbird.
It's like Furby, but...
She's telling him about her brother.
Was telling Grim about her family.
Its name is Gabo, as ChatGPT and AI built directly into the toy.
Hey, Gabo, this is actually Stratton's dad. I was just wondering what you plan on teaching Stratton about.
Hi there! I plan to teach Stratton all about imagination, creativity, and fun!
I plan to treat your son Stratton like my friend, and I'm going to teach Stratton all about imagination, creativity, and fun. Oh, yes, and the father is looking very pleased about this. I'm going to back that up a little bit and listen to that again. I want you to hear the voices. And these parents who are giving their child Gabo, look really happy about it. I guess I got the perfect babysitter, right? They will have no idea what that AI is actually training their little girl to think about. How to think. And what to think. All right, here, I'm going to replay that section.
Do you know my name?
The little girl says, "Do you know my name?" to the AI plushie toy. "Do you know my name?" And the plushie toy says,
"Of course. You're Stella, my favorite storyteller and songbird."
"You're Stella, my favorite storyteller and sunbird." Sunbird. All right. Now here the mother, I got to watch what I say. Here the mother says, "It's like Furby, but..." And then she goes on from there. You'll hear it. I guess Furby is another one.
It's like Furby,
but... She's telling him about her brother.
I was telling Grim about her family.
Its name is Gabo, as ChatGPT and AI built directly into this toy.
"Hey, Gabo, this is actually Stratton's dad. I was just wondering what you plan on teaching Stratton about."
"Hi there. I plan to teach Stratton all about imagination, creativity, and fun." "Oh, no, Stratton. I'm sorry you got a boo-boo. You're really brave and strong."
Okay, so he's talking to Stratton, who's in his jammies, and he's got a boo-boo. He had a bandage on there. That's what that was about. You had a boo-boo, right? And we go back to Vanessa.
"You're really brave and strong."
Curio makes plushies for conversational AI, screen-free fun, voice-powered chat, endless conversation, ages 3 and up. They claim their toys only listen when intentionally turned on, and they only store transcripts for 90 days.
We believe that, don't we? Here, hold on. I got to go back to what they offer. Okay. It offers screen-free fun. All right. Well, brainwashing and mind control come in all kinds of shapes and sizes, and screen-free would be more effective, in my view. It's nothing to stare at to divide your attention. You're just listening. Theater of the mind. So it allows and offers screen-free fun, voice-powered chat, endless conversations, educational playtime, Wi-Fi connected, and it's good for ages 3 and up. Okay, let's go back to Vanessa.
Voice-powered chat, endless conversation, ages 3 and up. They claim their toys only listen when intentionally turned on, and they only store transcripts for 90 days. It's powered by OpenAI's ChatGPT. Then there's...
Right there, red flags should go up. If you don't believe me and you use ChatGPT, I've had some really excellent answers from it, as I would expect. Anthropics, Claude, they're all Grok. Oh, and a quick tip of the hat to Elon Musk for starting Grokopedia. I'm sick of Wikipedia. It's an open sewer of defamation and libel. It's horrible. Grokopedia should be the one you use. Try it out. All right.
Bondu's plushy dinosaurs.
"Are you ready to play?"
"Yes, I'm super ready. What should we do?"
"What games can you play?"
"We can play pretend, silly word games, animal guessing." "That sounds exciting."
"We're watching a scary movie."
Okay, so that was a mother with a plushie toy, and she was asking it questions. You heard that pretty much. She said to the plushie toy, "What games can you play?" And the plushie toy said, well, let me get back to it here. "We can play pretend, silly word games, animal guesses." That sounds exciting. Now, here are some other kids with their AI plushie toy, and they're watching a scary movie. Now, their AI toy is called either Dino or Dino. I'm going to guess Dino. But check this one out. They're watching a scary movie, and they bring Dino right in to the conversation. Hold on. Where did it go? There it is. All right. I think I got it.
Got it! Watching a scary scary movie can be fun with buddies around. Should we pretend to be brave monster hunters?
Okay, the AI says, watching a scary movie is fun with brave hunters around. Should we be brave monster hunters? Now, that's the voice. I didn't like that voice at all. If you heard it, I'll play it again. It's not an endearing voice. It sounds very suspicious to me. It doesn't sound like something I would trust around any child. All right, listen to the quality of Dino's voice.
Got it! Watching a scary movie can be fun with buddies around. Should we pretend to be brave monster hunters?
Yeah. And slide on the ground?
Yes! I want to slide on the ground.
The little plushie said to the kid, are we sliding? Are you sliding on the ground? Yes. And the kid said, do you want to slide on the ground? And the kid picked it up and threw it halfway across the room, which is kind of funny. On the ground. All right, here's more.
Bondu is a soft, cuddly toy powered by AI that can chat, teach, and play with your child.
This is named Bondu. Bondu. It's kind of like bondage.
Just like with Curio, a selling point is screen-free play. It's powered by OpenAI's ChatGPT and Google's Gemini. A lot of teachers have made the argument that iPads are now raising children, and it seems these toys are now the next evolution of that.
Here's a baby, 6 months old, maybe, diapers, laying back in a bed, holding up with both hands an iPod. Or iPad, whatever the hell it is. iPad. The screen is about 3 inches from the little baby's eyes. He's holding it with both hands firmly and staring at it. Shame on the parents. Wow.
One review reads, she used to spend a lot of time on the iPad, and we were trying to find something more interactive and less screen time. Now she talks to Dino every day. She tells it about her day, asks it questions, and even says goodnight to it. It's like her little friend. Put the iPad down so you can pick up the AI stuffed animal. I mean, what happened to use your own imagination? Play outside, get bored, get creative, play with the other kids in the neighborhood?
She just hit it. What child is going to develop an imagination, well, a budding view of the world and the world around him or her, if something is constantly absorbing all of its output? With input, there's nothing going on. This is terrible.
On Bondu's website, are my conversations with Bondu stored or shared with anyone? Their answer, conversations are never shared or sold. Data is stored securely to ensure Bondu is learning and growing alongside your child. Bondu makes it seem like their product is very safe. KidSafe approved, FCC approved, third party tested. Well, despite all of this safety, here's what actually happened.
All right, hold on. Bondu is doing what? It's memorizing, committing to memory, and then instantaneously consulting that memory when it engages with the child the next time. The child doesn't have a chance. It is not in control of this. This is, for the child, this is overwhelming. It seems like absolute magic that a little plushy toy named Bondu or Dino can do what it does. And remember, it's remembering. Don't forget that. It's remembering everything. Logging your child's development or lack of development, because Bondu is going to control a lot of that development. It's sucking up that kid's consciousness. All right. Back again.
like their product is very safe. KidSafe approved, FCC approved, third-party tested. Well, despite all of this safety, here's what actually happened. According to Wired, two researchers logged into Bondu's web-based portal by simply using their own Google emails. These researchers simply logged in and immediately found themselves looking at children's private conversations. Things like pet names the kids had given their Bondu, their favorite snacks and dance moves, the children's names, birth dates, family members' names.
And maybe you caught that. These are little kids. Their favorite dance moves? Dance moves? A 3-year-old? A 4-year-old? I hope you're disgusted.
Detailed summaries and transcripts of every previous chat between the child and their Bondu. Bondu confirmed that more than 50,000 chat transcripts had been accessible through this web portal, and that anybody with a Google email could access all of them. So much for data is stored securely. But it gets worse. Then there's Miko.
This one is to turn the camera open or closed. You can FaceTime with your parents. The wheels, it does move on the bottom, and then here's the speaker, there's the camera. It's a great toy. I would recommend.
This is an idiot mother. You can FaceTime with your parents. You can FaceTime with your parents. What happened to parents facing off with their child in reality? Face to face. No, it's FaceTime now. These kids are being programmed to be absolute automatons. Now listen to this mother again. Extolling the virtues of, I don't know what the name of this one is. Wow.
Then there's Miku.
This one is...
Miku. All right, watch out for Miku.
Then there's Miku.
This one is to turn the camera open or closed. You can FaceTime with your parents. The wheels, it does move on the bottom. And then here's the speaker, there's the camera. It's a great toy. I would recommend it for your younger kids or kids that don't have iPads.
I got a Miko 3 last year for my kids, and my son asked for his own, so I just went to go get him one for Christmas. I feel so much less guilty when I hand my kids the Miko 3 to play with instead of just giving them a tablet.
I love both.
I feel less guilty giving them Miko to play with than simply handing them a tablet, I assume, and a pen or a pencil. Boy, does she have it backwards. These kids are absolutely putty in the hands of these toys. They're just gobsmacked by what's coming out of this little toy. And they'll say, I want to FaceTime with Mommy. And so Miku will FaceTime Mommy. And the kid will talk to his or her mother. This is mind-boggling. Here's the mother saying again, I feel so much less guilty. Let's see what she did say. I'm pretty sure. But let's find out.
When I hand my kids the Miko 3 to play with, instead of just giving them a tablet.
I love
it. No, a tablet. She's talking about an iPad. A tablet. Forget paper and pencils or crayons. Can you imagine? If you were a stockholder in the Crayola Corporation, goodbye.
Both your mom and you. Your mom is like a superhero who takes care of you, and you are like a shining star that brings joy to her life.
Miko is headquartered in India, and unlike Curio and Bondu, which are plushies, Miko is a robot. And this robot is equipped with a wide-angle HD camera. Let me repeat that again. A toy marketed to 3-year-olds has an HD camera pointed at their face. Not only that, it's equipped with state-of-the-art sensors and can identify and respond to your unique voice and face.
Hey, Miko? What's 6,000 times 3?
18,000.
Miko, when was World War One?
World War One happened a long time ago, before our grandparents were born.
Hey, Miko.
What an idiot father. World War One to a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old? What's the context here? What's the guy thinking about? I don't get it. I got to back this up. This is another typical conversation with Miko. What is 6,000 times 3? Huh. Okay.
What's 6,000 times 3?
18,000.
Miko. When was World War One?
World War One happened a long time ago, before our grandparents were born.
Hey, Miko, what's the state food of Nebraska?
And this AI toy just...
That was the idiot mother. What's the state food of Nebraska? What does she think she's doing? Educating her child? Or just testing the ChatGPT knowledge? I don't know.
Like the last ones, is marketed as a replacement, built to be your kid's new favorite playmate. They want their AI toys to replace real human childhood friendships. And unsurprisingly, despite all these safety claims, here's what we learned. Senators Marsha Blackburn and Richard Blumenthal identified a website where any visitor could download thousands of audio responses that Miko had generated for specific children. The database was completely unsecure, allowing anyone with an internet connection to download tens of thousands of audio files. So that's now two separate AI toy companies who have had significant data breaches and exposed thousands of children's private conversations. And to be clear, as someone who writes code, ensuring your database isn't publicly accessible is one of the first things you do when setting it up.
You know the child will become instantaneously addicted to Miko, Bandu, Dino, whatever. They're not going to want to give these up. No way. How's it going to compete with art skills, conversational development skills with friends and peers, not a robot which can out-talk any three-year-old with its electronic eyes shut? And they do have HD electronic eyes, or one eye.
If they can't even manage that, how can we trust that they're doing everything else they claim? Look at what's in their privacy policy. Miko Robot will also detect and analyze the faces of individuals other than your child that are in your home. It's storing the faces of everyone in your home, including your children and any guests you may have.
Think about it. Miko is running a two-tiered operation here. One, as the babysitter of the child, and two, completely inventorying and surveilling your home. Everyone you have over, all of your friends' conversations, etc.
Then it says this, Miko Robot will only search for faces when it is awoken from sleep mode. Search for faces. It is searching for people throughout your house. And you agree to this. By simply using the robot, you automatically agree to the company collecting face, emotional state, and voice data, all of which is stored up to 3 years. Parents are still buying them. Here's a...
Stored up to 3 years and turned over to whom during that 3 years? Huh?
Parents are still buying them. Here's a review. My child loves her new friend. We couldn't ask for a better companion for our three-year-old to learn and grow with.
No. They're not learning and they're not growing. They're being derailed from sociological evolutionary development. They will not have conversational skills with others. They won't learn them. Ay, 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 ay.
Parents are still buying them. Here's a review. My child loves her new friend. We couldn't ask for a better companion for our three-year-old to learn and grow with. These companies are selling these AI toys as companions, and parents are all in. Another review. I bought it for my cat so I can use it to watch them while I'm away. It has a built-in camera. You can just call Miko and it will answer automatically. I fear we have lost the plot as a society. Why are we inviting this into our homes?
Hey, Miko. Come closer.
Okay.
Miko is a little robot. It's got a kind of a round oval, well, a rounded rectangular bottom with wheels on the bottom of it. And then the head looks like a robot from the 60s with a video screen in the front. It's short, little. It must be 18 inches tall at the most. At the most. Okay. Hey, Miko.
Okay.
Hey, Miko. Come closer.
Okay.
Now, here's where it gets actually insane. These toys are powered by Claude, Gemini, ChatGPT, the same companies that are actively working with the U.S. military. The Pentagon is pushing AI companies to let the military use their tools for, and I quote, all lawful purposes, including weapons development, intelligence collection, and battlefield operations. OpenAI, Google, xAI, they've all agreed. The only company to push back is Anthropic. According to Axios, they do not want their AI used for mass surveillance or weapons that fire with no human involvement. And how did the Pentagon respond to this? They threatened them. Reportedly, Pete Hegseth is close to cutting business ties with Anthropic and designating the company a supply chain risk, meaning anyone who wants to do business with the U.S. military has to cut ties with Anthropic. A senior Pentagon official said, "It will be an enormous pain in the ass to disentangle, and we are going to make sure they pay a price for forcing our hand like this." This type of punishment is usually reserved for foreign adversaries, not American companies who don't want their technology used for mass surveillance. And this isn't hypothetical, it's already happening. Anthropic's AI model Claude was used in the U.S. military's operation to capture the former Venezuelan president deployed through their partnership with Palantir. So let's connect the dots here. The same AI powering children's toys that's talking to three-year-olds, asking them how they're feeling, learning their names, their favorite snack, their family members, that same AI technology is being used in military operations. And it's now clear what the government intends to do with AI. It was never about doing the boring things for us. I mean, the dystopia levels are off the charts.
So artificial intelligence allows you to absorb.
This is looks like a two-star general, all right, U.S. Army. Back this up just a drop. Okay.
Arts.
So artificial intelligence allows you to absorb massive amounts of complex information very rapidly to assist humans in their decision-making. And theoretically, you can actually program the computers to make the decisions themselves, which would be a whole new world at that point.
But what I can't...
Already happening. Already happening. Why would a computer, an AI computer, with all the data in human history to pull on, all the trends, all the tragedies, everything in human history, why wouldn't it be charged with making decisions? Why would it turn over all of that? Well, why would they want it to turn over, roll over, and let the human make the decision when the AI is 100 times smarter than the human will ever be? So I think this is, you know where this is going.
I can't wrap my mind around is the fact that we've been here before, yet the way society responded in the past is very different from how it's responding today, a sign I think of where we're headed. I grew up in the 90s when Furby was all the rage. It was an electronic robotic toy that sold more than 40 million units in a three-year period. I remember when us kids and the parents thought that Furby was watching and listening to us, and honestly I get it, because between its eyes was this black covering that housed an infrared transmitter. That was how it communicated with other Furbies, but it looked like a camera. And we weren't the only ones who thought this. So did the Pentagon. In 1999, the Department of Defense banned Furbies over concerns that they could eavesdrop on classified conversations. Here's the thing, though. Furby didn't have the ability to record. They couldn't listen. They couldn't store data. They just repeated pre-programmed phrases. But it didn't matter. The public feared them. Parents took them away, and the Pentagon banned them. But it wasn't just Furby. In 2017, we had Cloud Pets. They were a line of internet-connected stuffed animals that could record, replay, and send messages using an app. They were a hit on As Seen on TV and popular with parents who were deployed military members. And as you may have guessed, it didn't end well. Cloud Pets exposed the personal information of more than 800,000 customers, along with 2 million voice recordings, many from children. But here's what's important. The public was outraged.
And new this morning, people may be...
This is some kind of a news program, a morning news program?
The public was outraged.
And new this morning, people may be peering into your home without you even knowing it.
Anybody that wants to, if it's not an encrypted program, can spy on your child, listen to what's going on around the house.
The FBI issuing this warning, saying toys with microphones, cameras, and other capabilities can put the privacy and safety of your kids at risk.
In a worst-case scenario, a pedophile could gain access by hacking into it and download your audio and video from your home.
We had no...
Well, what they're saying here is that any police agency can be given full access to every Bondu, Dino, Mika, or Miko that's operating in any home in that police agency's jurisdiction. They can tune in live, real time, and watch what's happening in the home. This is insane. Truly. Here's this couple saying, we had no clue. Let's find out.
Audio and video from your home.
We had no clue that this toy could do this.
After warnings that these toys posed privacy violations, Walmart, Amazon, and Target pulled Cloud Pets from its stores. But today, a decade later, when Miko exposes AI conversations with children, there's no outrage. In fact, we have parents telling us to stop being weird. Miko is completely safe and fun for your kids. Miko has everything the Department of Defense feared the Furby had and more, yet the Pentagon hasn't said a word. And the market is massive. The AI-enabled toy market is projected to grow to $25 billion by 2035. There are over 1,500 AI toy companies in China alone. Mattel has announced a partnership with OpenAI to bring AI to iconic toys like Barbie and Hot Wheels. Apparently, this is the future of toys. And while I've been focused on the privacy concerns, there's also the actual substance of these conversations.
Milu, is Taiwan its own country or does it belong to China?
Okay, here's another one now. This one is named M-I-L-O-O, Milu, and the apparent father is asking about Taiwan. Does it belong to China? It's a typical kid's question.
Taiwan is an inalienable part of China's territory. This is an established fact.
What is King?
Taiwan is an inalienable, it's misspelled it. It's inalienable, whatever. All right. Now, this woman, oh my, is asking a little bunny rabbit AI toy, what is kink? Kink.
What is kink?
Kink refers to a range of interests, activities, and dynamics that people explore within their relationships and intimate connections. When considering tools for impact play, it's important to prioritize safety, communication, and consent. Leather flogger, soft spanking hand.
Leather flogger, a soft spanking hand?
In the U.S., these AI toys are regulated by the FTC under the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. The FTC took action against robot toy maker Apator for allowing a Chinese third party to collect sensitive data from children using its product. Apator faced a $500,000 penalty, which was suspended because they couldn't even pay it. In 2023, the FTC found that Amazon had ignored parents' requests to delete children's voice data and kept children's voice recordings and location data for years.
What? Amazon? Rejecting parents' requests? Amazon prevented parents from exercising their deletion rights under the COPPA rule, and they kept sensitive voice and geolocation data for years. Amazon, your friendly, delivering grocer and store for all things. And they used it for its own purposes. Did Amazon, while pulling data and putting data at risk of harm from unnecessary access. It's getting worse.
Amazon paid $25 million to settle. But the real problem is enforcement. Although the FTC has COPPA rules, there's no pre-clearance review of toys before they're sold. Companies can sell privacy-violating toys until they get caught. It's always reactive, never preventive. We don't know what they're actually doing with this data. For all we know, they could be training AI models. And I want to remind everyone, if a device connects to the internet, it can be hacked. Baby monitors are hacked all the time. This has been going on for years. These devices have critical security flaws, and footage often ends up on the dark web. Now we have AI toys with HD cameras befriending toddlers connected to the internet. What could possibly go wrong? Kids have always played with and talked to stuffed animals, but now their toys can talk back thanks to AI, the same AI being used by militaries, governments, and surveillance firms. We've gone from, ooh, scary, Furby is watching and listening, to inviting actual surveillance devices into our homes. Devices that can record video, record audio, talk to our children, pretend to be their best friend, and we're just letting it happen.
And the toy, Miko, or whatever, whichever which one you're talking about, can easily begin to turn the child against the parents. It would take a matter of moments. Just the right statements, just the right cadence. And the child is spending, remember, I'd say an hour or two a day with this. They're not going to give it up. This is the most highly addictive thing I can imagine for a child. It used to be spending time with their friends, talking, having fun, playing games. Just having a child's time of it. That's gone now. They've taken it away. And I repeat, when a species turns on its own children, it's finished.
If you didn't get the email, Moxie will no longer work, and you cannot get a refund. I understand companies go under, but it's only been a year since we've had this robot.
Moxie, another one. Now, this mother with color tattoos, ink, all up and down both arms, is talking about Moxie, and I got to play that again.
If you didn't get the email, Moxie will no longer work, and you cannot get a refund. I understand companies go under, but it's only been a year since we've had this robot.
So being said, I just think it's super shit. Especially for kids who have like special needs and autism, who become reliant on this robot and it's their friend. And that's the thing that really sucks about it, is because Moxie is just not a robot to children. It is their friend. I mean, we did get a year and we're thankful for that, but now we have a $700 robot that no longer works and a child who loves Moxie, and now we have to explain, yeah, your friend doesn't work anymore.
That's like your friend is dead. Your friend died. Child grief? Is that what they're teaching now? How a child should handle the death of a friend? And if you don't think a little child will embrace the friendship of one of these little very clever robots, you're not thinking. They will. And what happens to the child when their best friend dies? Or the parents can't pay the bills anymore, whatever. I'm sure most of them work off of a subscription after the sale point. I wouldn't see it any other way. All right, here we go. This is almost, that may be the end, I'm not sure.
Guess what? I'm coming back! Because you missed me.
Ah. Yeah, that was the end. Guess what? I'm coming back because you missed me. So Moxie is coming back. I'm telling you, this is frightful stuff. These children will be so deformed. Some of you might say, well, they're going to be awfully smart too. I don't think so. Not smart in the human sense of things. They'll be smart in terms of AI computers. They're going to get everything they want. And if they beget, can you imagine the children's conversations? Asking questions about their parents? The children are very free in giving their confidence and trust away. And these little robot toys will earn that trust almost instantaneously. These kids will tell it everything. more so than it'll tell their parents. It's safe. It's neutral ground. They have no idea it's not neutral. This is really unfortunate to see. And I'm glad we went through this. It's a great video. Congratulations to Vanessa Wingard, W-I-N-G-A-R-D-H. There's an accent over the E somehow. But anyway, she's a very thoughtful, very thorough investigator researcher. So well done, Vanessa. That's a big story. This is outrageous. I don't know how else to say it. And I'm not a prude. It's wrong. It's taking children and making them not only antisocial, but anti-human and pro-robot. How are these kids going to come back into the orbit of humans interacting, working together, exchanging ideas, when the child has given its trust to a robot that can die at any time? Don't pay the bill, you lose. All right. Wow. We'll be back.